This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
This is David N. Reese, host of the South Florida Community Roundup. And as the holiday season is here, we want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, Feliz Navidad, and Happy Kwanzaa. And thank you for listening to our podcast. Please listen again next year when we'll be having even more great guests and great surprises. God bless and have a pleasant holiday season.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And along with my co-host, Andre Williams, we'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our top leaders here in the beautiful South Florida community. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know she's a good friend of mine, but you don't know her. And I wanted to introduce you to Wanda Knight, who is one of my good friends who just recently wrote a book. So, Wanda, my audience doesn't know you, so please give us a little background on who you are, Wanda.
Yes, good evening or good afternoon, everyone. Wanda Knight here. I go by a nickname called Wan Knight, a little story behind that. But I was born and raised in Philadelphia, moved to Pittsburgh, New Jersey, then Florida about 25 years ago. Met my husband, had my son. Relaunched a career after being a stay-at-home mom for 12 years and got inspired back in 2014 to write a book. And it took me until now to finish it. So some learning there. You don't need to wait that long to start a new project and finish.
Well, That is good, because I know you're ready to go forward and make things happen. But just for saying, tell us a little about what you did before you decided to write the book as your successful career in the medical field.
Yeah, so I started with as a pharmaceutical rep. And actually, prior to that, I worked for a company that sold actuarial data, medical data, to insurance companies. And so that was my first step in the medical space, understanding medical data there, and then became a pharmaceutical rep and got pregnant with my son at the age of 44. I was told that I would have to go through IVF to get pregnant. And my God story is that the Lord told me IVF was not the path, but, you know, being 43, actually, at the time, I thought, well, you know, I've got to like speed things up. And when I got to the fertility specialist, they said, well, Mrs. Knight, we can't take your money because you're already pregnant. And so my son was like my one Nemo, so to speak. And so when I had him, I said to my husband, you know, this is my one time for being a mom, and I would really love to stay home. And so my husband, Jeff, said, you know what, we'll figure it out. We'll make it work. And so I stayed home and raised our son up until he got into middle school, and then started back into the workforce, where I work for a medical device company now. I've been with them for 8.5 years.
That is an excellent story. So I got to ask a couple of questions, and is what inspired you to write the book? And what is the title of the book?
So the title of the book is WWW, A Woman with Worth. And every year, ever since our son was little, you know, we would do a family verse for the coming year. So every December, we would talk about, hey, what's going to be a family verse for the coming year? And so back in 2014, we were talking about that. And then I said, you know what, let's add something else to that. Let's add a challenge, a personal challenge for us to work on for the coming year. And so my son, who now is 6'10", and he was quite tall back then, playing basketball. So his challenge was he was going to do something sports related. And my husband, who has about 3 guitars, and he said, you know what, I'm going to do something musically challenging. And then for me, I had no idea. And I kept thinking about it. And so within a week of me saying that, I started receiving these like blind emails. And the emails were how to write a book, how to become a published author, just anything on book writing. And so that's when I questioned, like, you know, God, are you telling me to write a book? And so I just got confirmation once I started really thinking about that. And then, of course, the only thing that I could think of was my thoughts. And I've always journaled, David. You know, I have notebooks of, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, where I would have a dream, or I would have something that I would see, and I would just jot it down. And so the book is actually a summary of my life's experiences and things that I've awakenings that I've had, or thoughts that I had, or dreams that I've had. And then I just put it all together, and that's the book.
Okay. And look, we're going to go through some stuff here, because your journey is very, very interesting. And one of the things I'm going to ask now is, how did your faith influence the themes and messages you in your book?
Yeah. So, you know, when you get the book, I talk about my life's experience. Some of it's very painful, but on one of them, the reason that the title came to A Woman with Worth is because it was because of my faith and my background, my upbringing, that, you know, I've always questioned my self-worth, and just the insecurities. And, you know, I was in a Christian home that was dysfunctional, and I saw, you know, mental and physical abuse with my mom. And it's one of the things where, as I got older, I realized that I did not want to carry that legacy of seeing abuse into adult life, right? And wanting to be married and wanting to have a family and just having that transfer, that pain transfer over to my adult life. And so, you know, I went to work on myself, and it's an opportunity to change the narrative, and to work on forgiveness and to work on what does a healthy relationship look like? What does a healthy self-worth look like? And of course, you know, I'm still a work in progress now. So it won't end until, you know, I leave this earth and I go to, you know, my heavenly place where, you know, all of that will be solved. So it's a work in progress for me, right? I have not arrived.
Well, thank you, Wanda, for sharing that. And now I'm going to let Andre Williams, my co-host, come on in and ask a few questions as well. Go ahead, Andre.
So, Wanda, it's such a pleasure to meet you. And hearing about your book is it's inspiring. Now, I think I share with you a little bit about my background. So I studied English and American literature in college at Harvard. So I read a lot of women books written by women, powerful women like yourself. And it was a process of self-discovery for them. They had struggles in their early life and overcame that. And there's this catharsis. So I'm wondering what sort of literature or historical figures, what inspired you specifically to write about your experience?
So it is, you know, it is a cleansing. You know, when you are writing and you're journaling and you're putting your thoughts down on your on paper and you're going back and you're looking at what you've written a year ago or 10 years ago, and you say, you think to yourself, you know what, I'm not that person anymore, or I don't think that way anymore, or there's been a shift and a change. And then you realize that you're on this path of just, you know what, I am valuable, I am worthy, I'm deserving of goodness in my life. I don't have to repeat a narrative. I don't have to be sold on a lie. Whether the lie was told to me or whether the lie was just something that I envisioned because of, you know, what I saw growing up. And so it was the Bible. It was just God and His word that really inspired me. And one of the things that I talk about in there is, you know, when I would attend a Bible study and I would hear about all of the different women, you know, Sarah and Elizabeth and mother of Jesus, Mary. And then I heard a story about a king. She was a judge of Israel, Deborah, in how she managed not only a nation, but she managed her household. And that sparked like, wow, you know, we can be very powerful women, not only in the marketplace, but as well as in our home and make a difference. And so that was inspiring for me. And you will read a little bit about that when you read the book about Deborah.
Well, I hope to read the book. Some of our listeners are married, Wanda. And obviously, you don't write a book like this in a vacuum. I mean, you were married, you had a child. So for those people who may be thinking about writing a book, or maybe they're on a journey of self-discovery, how does family impact that process? Or how did it impact your process of self-discovery?
Yeah. So first of all, it's really important to have a good community, whether it's family, you know, whether it's friends. It's really important that when you set off on, hey, I want my life to look better, to be better. You know, I know that I've got a lot more in me. I have the skills and talents. It's really critical to not walk that journey alone. There will be times when you will. And sometimes, you know, for God, it took me to a period where I was alone. And then it wasn't comfortable for a while. And then it became comfortable. And it was, you know, I kind of settled in on my singleness. And, you know, I met my husband at the age of 38. We worked together. We didn't start dating until 40, got married at 42, and had my son at 44. And so, you know, there was all of those times in between where I just, you know, nice guys, but not the right guy dating, you know, and then just hitting a place where it's like, you know what, I'm okay being single. And it's like, it's okay. It's a good place to be single. And right when I got that to that place is when my husband showed up, right? And so it's really important for women to just be comfortable in your own skin and to know who you are. And I think when you know that, then you will attract the right kind of man or the right kind of person that will, you know, inspire you to be the very best. And so my husband is my biggest cheerleader and I'm his biggest cheerleader. And so that helped me along the way in writing the book. And then, you know, he was my set of eyes, you know, when the book was, the manuscript was finished, and just cheering me on, and been doing that ever since.
One final question, Wanda. And you talked about the arc of your life and how you met your husband a little bit later in life. And I guess you started this process of self-discovery a little later in life. Do you think if you decided to write this book at an earlier age, you would have the same depth of experience to write a book? Or did you have to go through, you know, the process of life? What do you think?
Yeah, I can tell you there's a section in the book about late bloomers. And I've always was a late bloomer growing up. And so it just would have had a different feel, a different impact if I had written this book in my 30s, even in my 40s. And so it's to, you know, our pastor always says, you know, as long as you have air in your lungs, like God is not done with you yet. And so we all have something that we can continuously look to learn and to express. And it just would not have been the same book if I had written this in my 20s. It just would not have been. And so I think, you know, I just feel that it was the right time. And even though it took me from 2015 to now, and just really last year is when I got very serious, like, okay, I've got to get this done. And so, you know, I just hope that it's a message not only for women, but for anyone, whether a teenager where, you know, I talk about the power of no and the importance of that. There are times it's okay to say no, right, to foolish things or to unwise people, or someone who is, you know, looking to write a book themselves and trying something new. And God's word that inspires us that says, you know what, we don't put new wine in old wineskins. You've got to get, if you want something new, you've got to create something new for yourself. You can't just hold on to what's old. And so it's about letting go and reaching forward to those things that God has for all of us, which is whatever our skills and talents and gifts, and to utilize them and to continue to utilize them. We, the human beings, we are the only species that prevents ourselves from growing, right? Every species continues to grow until it can't anymore. And so we're just to grow and learn and stretch until, you know, we're called home.
David, thank you so much for bringing Wanda to our audience. She is incredible, absolutely incredible. Thank you.
So, Wanda, I mean, you know, Andre did his job. Now I'm going to hit you up friend to friend now because I got a better understanding of the whole process. But now my understanding is that you came into a blended family, correct? Because Jeff had children as well, correct?
Yes, Jeff has an older daughter, yes.
Right. And so how did that inspire you or influence you? Because now you're working from, I guess, a different angle, a ready-made family, I guess. And here you are with your son coming in that you and Jeff had together. How was that influencing from the book's perspective and how you wrote this book?
Yeah. So the book is primarily like 98% of the book is my experience as a single woman.
Ah.
And so there are aspects of it that, you know, I talk about meeting Jeff and having Logan and how, you know, we function as, you know, as a family. As I said, we have a, you know, family verse of the year, but the majority of the book is my journaling for the past, you know, 30, 40 years. So that's the focus of the book. Maybe on the next book, I'll talk a little bit more about being a blended family.
Now you just set me up. So I'm going to set you back up. So what can we expect from Wanda Knight in the future? What things can we, another book, or are you going to take your show on the road? Kind of give my listeners an idea of what can we expect.
Yeah. So, you know, I really try not to talk about what's new because, you know, I'm not quite sure just yet. But I will say that I have a children's book in mind.
Ah.
And so I don't know, you know, I don't know what's coming up next. You know, I love my work. You know, I know it's like retirement age, but I'm not there yet. I've worked for a great company, just a great culture. But for a side project like this, you know, and it won't take me another 6 or 7 years to get it done. But I'm thinking of a children's book.
Interesting. So my next question is, how does the writing this book change you personally as well as spiritually?
So that's a really good question. All of the questions have been really good, but I can tell you it has really shown me that I can do hard things. And so can every listener and every person that's listening to this. You can do hard things. You can get past hard situations. You can get past your fears and your insecurities. And even though they're still there, I call them bullies, you know, they still linger in the background, but I'm not dictated by them. And so it's moving forward in faith and being grounded and being humbled that God loves me enough to value me. And so if I'm valued in his eyes, then I'm valued. And I don't really, even though, you know, again, there's a part in there where I talk about God pleaser and being a people pleaser, because I'm very much of a people pleaser, right? But it's just becoming more aware that God loves me, supports me, values me, and sees me as worthy. And if I'm claiming myself as a daughter of him, then that's the way that I'm seeing myself. And again, it's a work in progress. It's an everyday, daily step, every day.
So you're encouraged to write more and help others. I hear that in your voice and in your passion. So moving forward or looking at where you come from, do you have any brothers and sisters?
I do. So my parents had four of us. I'm the youngest of four.
Okay.
And I have one living sister who lives up north, and she and I are close.
So I don't want to say that they have any wrapping into putting the book together, but I know I can hear it from your voice. A lot of your spiritual teammates that worked with you probably inspired you to do this. My listeners, as you know, are entrepreneurs, community leaders, and nonprofit executives. What advice can you share besides the growth that you've experienced that can inspire my listeners to not only want to read your book, but what they can do to maybe write their own book?
Yes. So the book is actually a book / journal. So after each section, I have a page that says, write your thoughts. And it's to inspire you to, you know, we've lost the art of writing and just journaling our thoughts. And so it's to inspire the reader to write down what you just read and then use that book, that journal to, again, look back over your life, you know, a year or 2 years later to say, here are the changes that I've made. And again, keeping and staying in a good community. And if it requires counseling, you know, get counseling. But it really is imperative to have a good group of folks in your circle, whether you're corporate, stay-at-home mom, entrepreneur, community is the key.
Love it, love it, love it. So going forward, and I knew this was going to happen, time is upon us, but I am going to ask one good question, I think, and is there any book signings coming up in the future that we can have you and have you sign the book as we purchase it?
Yes, that is a great question. So I can tell you that I spoke to Stacy at NSN. And looking to see if we can get something going on there. And then I am planning a launch party with, you know, friends and neighbors. And so I'll keep you informed on that.
Well, I don't keep me informed as much as my listeners, because I know they want to be there to help launch you with the launch. So I know we've set this up for you to be on near Christmas time. So I wanted people to know how they can get the book, or at least have it when you are in town that they can get it signed by you. So please tell us how we can get in contact with you, or at least how we can get the book.
Yes. So the title of the book is WWW, A Woman with Worth. You will see my author's name as Wann, W-A-N-N, Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. It's available. If you were to plug that in on Google, it'll show up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, also coming out as an ebook. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at wann48@aol.com.
Well, Wanda, I don't have anything more to add, but just to sit down and say thank you for coming on. I know this is going to be a great success story. If we're not careful, we may put you on the Oprah book club and see what there. Maybe Oprah will push your book from that way. By the way, is there any social media that we can reach you on social media?
So you can reach me on Facebook at Wanda Knight. And then I am on Instagram, and it's a weird name. I have WAKN8 is my name on Instagram, but I need to set up probably a separate page.
Okay. And are you on LinkedIn as well?
I am on LinkedIn. Yes.
I know that's a
little
bit. Yeah,
thank you, David.
Well, Wanda, look, I've enjoyed this. I know my listeners are enjoying it. Hopefully by the time this show will air, they will be ready to order their books. I understand there's ways of getting that. And we look forward to hearing from you, or at least getting a quick commercial so people know where to go to get their book signed.
Yes.
So, audience, listeners, you've been listening to Wanda Knight, one of my good friends who just wrote a book. Written a book, and she is really excited about it. And again, it's Wanda, help me with that title again.
A Woman with Worth.
Woman with Worth. So all you ladies out here, you know you're worth your value. So let's not take it for granted. Get the book, get information, get knowledge, and get blessed. Again, thank you, audience. Until next time, we look forward to you listening when you hear another great leader from our community. Bye for now.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DAVIDNREECE, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.